lights, lunging knives in your back. Can't wait till you gone, they burning you up with gossip and laughter. If it's bad, they gon' tell it. Trending topic, your flaws, they gon' tell what they heard. The negative first, it's just how it goes. But I'm sick of it, tired of you. I'm bothered hoes, swerving into my lane, trying to compete like the fuck I'm gonna lose. I make you uncomfortable. Am I shining too bright, dimming your light, envious much? Can I be great?
Studio with my shawty, yo. That's what I'm saying. But all y'all see is the ugly shit.
Why she let me be?
Why she could
be? Be?
Why she always
great? I'm messy as fuck, raising you bitches. Ex a new real. Everybody's a follower. No one wants to lead, no goals, no dreams, unless it's jaywalking. I'm sick of you, tired of it. Y'all acting like peasants, but can't leave my throne or tilt my crown. I'm too busy queening. I'm too busy living. Busy winning. Is that why you mad? Can I be great?
King, where you at?
Just trying to live.
Just let me be. Let me be great.
I'm just trying to raise a king.
Why you so salty?
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
But who's the hardest to deal with in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Kitty. Kitty.
Very seriously.
But Kitty is, God damn it, man. Sometimes you just want to knock the shit out of her, but you can't. You can't.
Hell yeah, KB.
You can hear the crowd sing along. Everybody know my songs. Had the crowd learn to walk. Country girl, small town. 14 years dedicated. Look, ma, I finally made it. Never thought I'd ever say it, but today I live my dream. Bodyguards protecting me. Crazy fans, loud screaming. Flashing lights on every scene. Autographs, lots of pictures, signs that say we love you, kitty. Superstar, my new status. Fantasizing, please don't wake me. Let me finish with this dream. LG, life good, expensive cars, expensive clothes. King gonna drive to school. Jordan, Nike, what he want? Just because mommy bought. See you later, no worries, baby. Mariana, ain't it banking? Never thought.
Music this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope everybody's doing good. We're going to give Big Sis Deasia a couple of minutes to pull up on us. I'm sure she on her way. She on her way. Hey, y'all, we got a lot to cover in an hour. I'm going to try to get it all down in an hour, honey. First of all, it's Fly Girl Friday. Y'all know how we do it over here at Kitty Pink Radio. We like to honor a queen every Friday. This Friday, my queen is Miss Sierra Payton. If you did not watch the Wendy Williams story, Sierra Payton is who played Wendy Williams. She's a dope actress. She's played in more than just the Wendy Williams show, but she was really dope. She stood out to me on the Wendy Williams show, on the Wendy Williams biopic. I'm sorry. She stood out to me because, of course, y'all know I'm a Wendy fan. How you doing? Shout out to Wendy. She is an honorary Fly Girl over here, so she already know what it is. But shout out to Sierra Payton. She did a very, very good job giving us an image of young Wendy. I want to pop it off. This video I'm about to play, the rights do not belong to me. The rights belong to Entertainment Tonight. Let me find a video. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. If you are tuned in, please, 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 I beg of you, please share, like, whichever you feel. And make sure that you in the comments, make sure that you come in talking back to me. I seen somebody. But this right here, this clip that I'm about to play, it belongs to Entertainment Tonight. I do not own the copyrights, but here we go.
It really means a lot to me when I can finally get to a place where I share who I really am. And I've been like really insecure for a long time. And I'm finally like at that place where I have self-confidence. I'm not gonna cry. And I'm really happy that I get to share that with you all.
Chloe Bailey got emotional on Instagram Sunday, talking about her journey to self-love after haters shamed her recent Instagram posts, including Chloe doing the Buss It challenge. And this clip at home, saging her room in her underwear. So, Chloe hopped on Instagram Live to address the criticism head on.
For every woman out there, don't change who you are to make society feel comfortable. And I'm telling myself that's not what I'm going to do. And even when I posted the video yesterday, I was posting it because I was saging and doing Palo Santo, and I was like, let's spread positive vibes. I didn't even really notice you all would talk about my ass, because I'm like, okay, I'm just walking in for 1 second, 2 seconds, you know? And I feel like I've shown my ass more than I have with that. Like, if you look at our performance videos, the last performance we had in December, like, I was just so excited and on stage and just being myself.
And the grown-ish star held back tears as she talked about learning to love herself, something she says hasn't been easy.
I think it's so important and so special when a Black woman can be strong and stand in her power in every single way. You know, I do it musically, with my songwriting, with my producing. I feel so badass. And I get the same feeling when I dance in my room, when I just own who I am and my body. And for so long, I used to think I was like fat, and like I used to hate my stretch marks and my cellulite. I'm not gonna cry. But it's like now I really love who I am.
And at the end of the day, she says she just wants people to know the real Chloe.
If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will.
I just felt it was important to address it so you guys get to kind of get to know who I am more inside. And it's really hard for me to think of myself as a sexual being or an attractive being, quite frankly. So when I see all the uproar about my posts and stuff, I'm a bit confused. Like, I really don't understand, because I've never seen myself in that way.
Back in 2018, Chloe opened up to ET about having a tender heart during a visit to the set of her hit Freeform series.
I'm very sensitive. I only let it show in front of people I'm comfortable with, and we like to be like, never let them see you sweat. So if you're around people who you don't want to see cry, just go in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom.
And in 2020, shortly after the world went into lockdown due to the global pandemic, she told ET she was using the time off to do a little self-care.
Yeah, I don't think people need to feel pressure to like become their best selves in this moment. It's okay to take a pause and, you know, self-reflect, and it's, and even if you are, it's really creative, that's great too, you know?
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
I want to give ET all their camera time because I want to make sure I give them they just do. I want to give homage and all of that. We don't need no lawsuits around here.
Okay.
And then there were two. I told y'all she'd be here shortly. I wanted to give, a lot of people pretty much don't even know who Chloe is or what the big hoorah is about her. I just wanted to play that clip before we got into it. She's getting a lot of backlash because she did the Busset Challenge, which a lot of us did. I'm one of those few, one of those many. And it started there, and after the Busset Challenge, it was like, first of all, her and her sister got separate accounts. They were there. A duo, first of all. They sing and do music together. They're do production. They dope, as everybody should know. Beyonce took these girls under her wing when they were like little bitty girls. And basically, she's been over the years doing more of artist development with them. And now they're finally, you know, being pushed out into the light. They got parts on Black-ish. Is it Black-ish? No, it's Adult.
I think it was Black-ish because I know Haley is, she's playing Ariel for the new Little Mermaid.
Right.
That is supposed to be coming out. She has
that was
to,
on Broadway, I do believe though.
I don't know, honey. I really, because the thing is, I like that little music because they sung Do It. I like that little song or whatever, but I really don't keep up with. Okay.
Y'all better get us in check this morning. I hope everybody's sipping their coffee. Make sure you got sure above your name. Good morning, Shanna. Shout out to Shanna, Jonathan. Shout out to Christy, Paul Johnson. The queen herself is in the building. And Tiffany Rogers. Thank y'all all for tuning in this morning. But yeah, she they're in college. I thought it was grownish. They're in college and stuff. And so people have to understand that when kid stars go off into entertainment as little people and they do become adults, they've already walked in a path that we know nothing about. So to put judgment on them, that's completely wrong. These girls haven't lived the same lives that we've lived. So, you know, let the girl be grown. Let her enjoy her 20s. Because let me tell you something, these 30s is something else. She may not be able to drop down low like that at 30, at 36, 37. Let that baby enjoy her 20s. She has been, I feel like she's been in her shell for a while. And it's okay. She's in college. Y'all act like she got a whole family at home and No. Even though I don't understand, you know, that shaming either. It's just she's an adult. Fuck.
I think a lot of it is a lot of hate because the thing that is too. now since she is showing her body and everything, which is she has a very nice body. She's very successful, talented, and everything. And I see that a lot of people look at her as a threat now because the thing is what she's doing is nothing. It wasn't anything out of the norm. It wasn't anything for somebody to be like clutching their pearls about. She did. She participated in the Busted Challenge. It was nice. She wasn't naked or anything like that. The Silhouette Challenge, she did that just like everybody else. Just a lot of hate that she's getting.
Did you see the Instagram video? She's in her room. She's saging and Palo Santo and
yeah, dancing.
She's in her underwear and stuff. But you're right. Y'all some shady bitches. Y'all leave that baby alone. Let her enjoy her 20s. Let her enjoy her 20-year-old life, 20-some-year-old life. Let her enjoy her 20-some-year-old body. Because God knows we did. Chill.
Yeah.
As long as she ain't busting it for real on live, let her pretty self live. Real talk. People are hating the girl is sexy. B is grooming her. Exactly. Thank y'all. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't agree with my opinion, but hey, that's on them too. But yeah, there are so many other things that baby could be doing. She could be snorting coke somewhere. She could be, you know, succumbing to the depression of not being able to really just do what she's been doing her entire life right now. Like, it gets depressing when you're in entertainment and you don't have an outlet, you don't have a job, you don't have a booking. It gets depressing. There are so many other negative things that she could be participating in. Y'all chill. The girl is at home in the safety of her own home. And like I said, she's 20 something. And yes, Miss Christie, that baby's sexy. That baby girl fine. Baby girl, fine. Mm-hmm. Y'all let me break out here. I'm going to hit this gym up and I'm going to be doing the same ish.
Yeah, she needs to be left alone.
Leave that baby alone. This right here is something interesting because y'all know this is something that we take pride in over at Locked and Loaded. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Locked and Loaded every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Real world and reality, Black people have been, you know, segregated, persecuted, hunted down, killed, stolen from, humiliated. Can you let me finish? Because you won't let me finish. When you talk, I have been nothing but quiet and respectful. I have been nothing but quiet and respectful to you. So can you let me talk? I don't understand.
Okay, pro black. All right, praise God. Go ahead, sweet sugars. I'm not all right because, you know, like, I understand, like, we biracial, right? And we love everybody, but then you got your certain black folks. They're just nigga, goddamn nigga.
So Super, when you, I know you have this going on, but if you can,
I'm getting upset and my husband doesn't like it, so I'm going to excuse myself because you are so pro-black and it's okay to be pro-black.
Well, if you're not even letting me talk, so I don't even understand where you are, because I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
So can you let me talk?
You have to understand, black people are not the only people that have been oppressed.
So if you would let me talk, that would be...
ones, my nigga. Jewish people have been oppressed, okay? Well, I can keep going. I'm biracial, damn it. We fucking oppressed because black people that made us feel like shit. White people make us feel like shit. You don't know that life. You don't know that. So if you want me to be an ignorant ass nigga, I will tonight. I don't want to go there.
I'm not sure. I don't think. I think you're
you a cool ass dude, but I think you need to understand, sugar, that there is more to life than just being black, baby.
Okay. So, Super, can I make my point really fast?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Can you mute the panel?
Let me say something. Okay, let me.
Child, big sis, take off. I can't. I'm appalled.
Well, Kiki Wyatt was saying was just utterly ridiculous, considering how she considers herself. For her to say black people are not the only ones oppressed, apparently she don't consider herself a black person because she's biracial. And if she's wanting to consider herself multiracial or whatever, I don't ask that biracial people ascribe to one side because they are multiracial. But in the same right. breath, you want to be able to have the privilege of using the N-word. So you're using the N-word while you're saying like black people are not the only ones that's oppressed. So basically you're not considering yourself as a black person, but you feel like it's okay for you to sit up here and use the N-word when you're trying to express yourself. That's the problem. This is what Kiki Wyatt said is the reason why we had that conversation about being biracial and you ain't black, to see how people actually identify themselves. And this is the thing that shoot a lot of black people in their foot, because we want to include everybody and go by this little one drop rule and say just because they black, we want everybody to be included. And just because they got this one drop of black blood, and you hear her, you hear what she's saying. And so I think it's fair. I think the right thing to do is let people identify them own selves. And the thing is if you're biracial, you're biracial. You're not fully black and you're not fully white. It's, how can you tell a biracial person to denounce their white side when they mama or their mama, nine times out of ten, their mama carried them. This was the one that nurtured them. This was the one that was with them their whole lives and still there. How can you tell somebody, okay, I'm going to denounce my mama, my white side, because I'm actually a black person? When who is going to do that to their mama? Or if the white parent was their daddy, who's going to do that to their daddy? So I don't feel like biracial people should have to make a choice. They are biracial people. They're not necessarily black and they're not necessarily white. They're multicultural people. They're biracial people. That's just what it is. So I feel like because she has walked around presenting herself as a black woman, mm-hmm. benefiting off of being a black woman, her mm-hmm. success came from being a black woman. Right. She has assimilated herself into black culture. I feel like because of that, what she mm-hmm. said was absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. I really do feel like what she said was absolutely wrong, because now all of a sudden, you're a multimillionaire that has gained success from showing up in the world as a black woman, but now all of a sudden you are oppressed and you want to hitch your cause to other causes and make it seem like you oppressed all of a sudden. And then you got enough nerve to compare yourself to the Jews, and you're going to compare yourself to all of these different things, these different groups. And the thing is, just for the simple fact, talking about we are oppressed, just for the simple fact that your mama and your daddy was able to sleep together and have their interracial relationship so you could come into this world, that says something. Because once upon a time, your daddy would have got his balls blown off for sleeping with your mama. Mm. But now all of a sudden you oppressed. Now, whether or not you have an identity crisis and you don't know where to place yourself, because let's be very clear, racially ambiguous people, they have more of a privilege than a black person that is not racially ambiguous. You have Kiki Wyatt has more of a privilege than the average black person. For her to be talking about her being biracial, is she's oppressed because she's biracial? No, what it is you're dealing with an identity crisis because you are biracial. You might deal with a thing where people probably say that you're not black enough or something like that because you want to identify with a particular group. If it's that serious, Kiki Wyatt, go ahead and say you're a white woman. What it is you trying to identify with being black. You probably got some slack for that. Somebody might have told you that you weren't black enough or whatever the case may be. Maybe you half and half. Go be a white woman. That's fine. Ain't no, we ain't gonna be mad at you. Identify as being a white woman. There's a whole lot of biracial people that have decided they're gonna identify with being a being a white woman. Go ahead and identify with being a white woman, because you all up on the microphone acting like a Karen anyway.
Not a Karen. I totally agree. She made some points. I think I'm with Christy. Something ain't right. She's Miss Christy says she on something. Something's definitely not right the way she reacted to that. Then again, I think about it. Keke White has always been like a live wire. Do y'all not? The girl went to jail for stabbing her husband. That was the first that we heard of Miss Keke Cray Cray, Miss Cray Cray Keke. I think that's what they was calling her. Mm-hmm. So her reaction was not too much, you know, appalling, but I do feel like when she went to nin-nin-nin-nin-nin-nin, I'm just like, really, really, sis? Like, for real? That's what we doing? You know, like a little kid throwing a tantrum. What it is you may be going through postpartum and you're frustrated. You got a house full of kids. I have one. It can be frustrating. But Miss Karen, Keke is going through some things. Sis going through some things. And she took that moment out to scream, to go out
on somebody.
Yes. Uh-huh. So that was just a little too much, sis. You did a little too much. And I understand after we talked to Marie on that episode of You Ain't Black. If y'all didn't catch it, go over there to Locked and Loaded. It's in our videos. Just look for You Ain't Black. Talking to Marie made me understand deeper, you know what I'm saying? How that is, because I ain't no biracial child. I ain't never lived there, so I understood some of the points she was making. Yeah, they do have it hard, but like you said, that's only if you're trying to identify or to prove yourself to one side or the other. That's when mm-hmm. you find an issue. You having, like you said, you having an identity crisis, sis, and that ain't them young men's fault. Matter of fact. Which I'm quite sure if she got the correct type of PR, we gonna get an apology from Miss Keke. You got me calling that woman Karen.
Girl, she do act like a Karen, and she got all them kids. She done had all them kids like a cat. What that sound like some Karen behavior to me? She got about 17 kids.
She driving like in the minivan everywhere all day long. It's mama, mama, mama. I hear it all day long. Hear from one. I cannot imagine. She up to 10 now, or is it 11?
Girl, I just stopped counting. It's a whole bunch.
It's a lot of children. My hands up to that woman, because you know what I'm saying?
Having kids like a cat is not Afrocentric behavior. They let you know right now that she was twiddling the fence right there. She was straddling the fence at that particular point, because she done sit up here and had all these doggone kids in for the 99 and the 2000. We weren't doing that no more. You know, we weren't doing that no more during the 99 2000.
Y'all see, big sis, it's shade.
She took us way back when grandma didn't have to work, and only thing she had to do was be barefoot and pregnant. The color people don't live like that no more, Keke. Not us colors. We don't live like that no more.
Sis, get it together, sis. Get it together. Miss Christy said, I think being controversial keeps her in the light. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's trying to stay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she's trying to stay, hey, y'all, you know, I'm still here, you guys. But that ain't it, Keke. Because, baby, once you get your fans divisive, it's over with for you.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be over with. Well, I don't know, because, I mean, that she said enough to pee off black people and white people in that instant. So,
yeah,
whatever. Anyway, Lord have mercy. Last week, we was just talking about Trigger Trey being in the headlines for choking people out due to the nature of this video. I can't share it with you guys. I bet y'all like that, wouldn't you? Lil Coffee with Kitty. Lil Dang-a-Lang with Kitty.
Girl, not the wee wee, honey.
A little dangle ain't with it. But Trick or Tray went from choking out police to they say this is allegedly. I didn't see his face in the video. Did you get to see the video?
He is not. He choked the police. I saw the video. It's on there. No, he choked the police.
I'm talking about the nasty video. The recent video.
I believe it's him because he's been trolling about it. He posted on his IG one of the lyrics to the when Juvenile said, "I walk with a lip because my nuts heavy." He it's him. He trolling with it. If it's not him, he's taking it. He's taking light of it. So yeah, I think it is him. Ain't no man gonna get mad because we sitting up here saying they got a big thing. So we ain't gonna get any piece of work.
Girl, I'm trying to keep my composure because if that is Trick or Tray.
So a lot of people probably don't know that it was a tape that was out with him, a sex tape that was out for Trey Songz, and he is come to find out he is well endowed. Very, very much so. I wouldn't even want all of that.
That's no shade.
I don't even want all of that.
That's no shade. That's all tea. Nah, that's all coffee. I forgot what show I was on for a minute there. It was pretty. I like looking at him. It was pretty.
It was nice. Got a trunk, but you can't call him an elephant. But the thing is, I was just like, that's a whole lot. So that ain't something that I would want to participate in at all. Not even for a moment. I done got old. My bladder is weak. He been a knock the rest of it. He probably been a knock the rest of it on loose, honey. I wouldn't even want to fool with him.
I can't.
No. That's way too much. That's huge. I think that's the biggest one I done seen in any one of these people take. He broke the internet with that.
Anyway, we're gonna take this moment to give a shout out to everybody that's headed to work but still rocking with Coffee with Kid. All
right, we going. What a money reside. Okay, let me tell y'all something. I'm doing something real big this month. Any deal that y'all got and they beating us, I'm gonna be about $400. Just give me your VIN and the paper because I'm ass. What the what? What a money reside. Okay, I told y'all before, y'all know what I do. I give all these good deals and everything else. Y'all better ask about me because I do on that all at the time. And that's on who? Mary had a little lamb. Okay.
Hear the music.
What a money reside. And one of my viewers be headed to work listening to me, so I have to get them they flowers and they homage too. Shout out to you, salute. Actually, sent me a picture. I was gonna put his picture of his coffee this morning. He sent me a picture of him riding with his coffee in the car. But yeah, the next thing, what should we get off into next? What you want to talk about next?
This Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams.
Okay, for those of you who didn't tune in right away this morning, we made Ciara Payton. She is the young lady who played Wendy Williams in the biopic last weekend. I made her my Fly Girl Friday. I think she's fabulous. I think she's a dope-ass artist. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. She's been in other movies, too. I didn't get the lowdown. She's worked with Tyler Perry, I know for certain. She plays in The Oval and a couple of more things, but I just wanted to give her some love. She did a really, really good job at playing Wendy Williams. Now, go, girl!
she did do a good job playing Wendy Williams. I love the biopic, and I love the documentary even more. I like that Wendy was just very open. Of course, we all know Wendy is sensitive, so she was crying down to the couch. Right. But it was really, really good. I learned some things that I did not know, because I did not know that she used to mess with Eric B.
Right.
I'm shocked that at that time, because Eric B and Rakim, you know, they were popping back then. So I'm like, I can't believe Eric B didn't have any money and had to get a rental car from Wendy, okay, and then they have the decency to bring it back. And then come to find out, you know, she had a baby by, she got pregnant by him, then ended up having a miscarriage. Wendy had a whole bunch of miscarriages, poor thing. And so I wonder if he even knew that she did that prior to the documentary. But I find it interesting that when she went on her little, I guess, what you call it when people go on interviews and press tours or whatever, when she was doing press for the biopic in a documentary, she was talking to, I forget who she was talking to, but she had an interview. And she said that she had a one night stand with Method Man. That didn't show up in the biopic. And I think that, I think that the reason why they probably didn't do it, I guess, because knowing his current situation. But she said she had a one night stand with Method Man. The internet went nuts and act like they couldn't believe it, as if Wendy wasn't a doll when she was younger. She just started doing all these configurations and stuff to her face.
Wendy is not just, I mean, now that she's getting older and you can see the plastic surgery, but Wendy not.
And she ain't even like butt ugly or anything like that.
No,
she's
just that
she got those boobs just was ridiculous.
But
at the end of the day, she got a vagina in between her legs, and she's a successful woman. Come on, men knock off people who at a lower level. So
and my thing is so many dudes had so much to say, but they will knock off these girls that with poor hygiene and all, they will knock off the local, I guess you could call it a hood rat. They'll knock off the local hood rat, but they sitting up talking about Method Man knocking off Wendy. I'm quite sure Wendy had plenty of money. You got to have plenty of money if you got a consistent cohabit. You got some money.
Yeah, and it's not even that. Wendy was really cute when she was younger. And then the thing is this. Method Man wife ended up responding, which I don't be understanding people wives responding to certain things, because Wendy is saying that she had a one night stand with Method Man. To me, Method Man's response, whether they were together at the time or not, Method Man wife response was one of those things where you find out your man is cheating, but you want to jump on the woman. Why are you coming for Wendy for telling her truth? What you should have been doing is asking Method Man, like, what was the time frame and to make sure we weren't together. when did this go down? That's what you should be worried about. In the high road that she tried to take or whatever, she acted like Wendy Williams asked her a question where she was like, I've been silent. And it's like, ma'am, why your husband not speaking out though? You saying that you've been silent, and this lady is saying that he slept with her. So she why he ain't
right
coming out saying that didn't happen?
She played right into her insecurity.
Yeah, like, she really did.
I would not be. It wouldn't have bothered me. But
after all this time, if her and Method Man was together at the time, Method Man is fine, been fine for a long time. He done cheated on her before. So if it was something that happened way back then, just leave it alone. It happened so long ago, you know, don't even worry about it at this point. Wendy Williams said she slept with Method Man or whatever. What Method Man should have did was went in the studio and made him a little song or whatever, dropped him a single, capitalized up off of it. Do something like Super Scent do when people throw her name in something. She do a sale. She make them a sale. And get her coin. Get your coin off of what you mad for. That stuff so long time
now
ago.
That is shade, baby. That's shade. when you do some shit like that, when you take, that's why I said Kitty be chilling in shade. I grasp, like you said, creators anyway. You should be able to grasp hold to something to capitalize off of the negative shit. That's why they said nothing in the entertainment, whether it's bad or good, our publicity is the
shit. Good police.
Exactly, in the business. So, like, man, real talk, they tripping. Lord have mercy. I really feel like an auntie on this one.
Child.
He's such a handsome young man. What convinced him to do all this extra stuff to his face? I don't know.
Uzi is really handsome. But he done went and colored on his face and did this. Lord have mercy.
Young Uzi Vert. I'm not finna call you little. You're a grown ass man. This young man went out. He's actually, they say he's been paying on it for some years already. But he finally was able to completely purchase this pink diamond that he has pierced into his forehead. Dumbest thing.
This man really think he Vision from the comics. Because I'm gonna call him Lil Vision Vert. That's what I'm gonna call him.
Y'all remember Biggie said, "My money, my problems." You finna have to pay twice what you was paying for your security, because you finna have to up your security, because somebody gonna try you. Some idiot. There's someone out there that's dumb enough to try to harm this man to get that out of his forehead. So you finna have to up your security, all type of taxes, bills. You like, and come on now, 24 mil, that's a lot of money. And I'm not watching nobody's pockets, and I'm not here to tell anybody what to do with their money. But did anybody forget we kind of going through a recession here, and we may need to be holding on to our coins instead of doing ignorant shit like going and getting a whole $24 million diamond implanted into our forehead? Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And him and Sauce Walker, they beefing about it, because, you know, Sauce Walker, he got the teardrop, but I think his was like $250,000, but he got the teardrop before Uzi got this. But the teardrop, it ain't that bad. It was still silly. So they beefing on who's stealing who's swag and all of this. I have seen people who have piercings in their face. Like, you know, some people will get the dimple piercings. Those are a little wild, but it's cute. It's not so much of the simple fact that he's getting the piercing, because apparently he don't have a problem with drawing and sticking himself in the face. But the thing is, it's the amount of money that you spend on it. And quiet as it kept, I really feel like he didn't spend $24 million. He probably did if he did it over time, because Uzi Vert ain't even worth $24 million.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, where did he get $24 million? I don't even know. I can't even off the top of my head tell you a song that I've heard of this young man's. You probably have to tell me, like, what he doing. Is he the whipping Nae Nae little boy? No, because the whipping
Lil Uzi make Lil Uzi. I like Lil Uzi.
The little whipping
Nae Nae boy. The song that you probably know him the most, like a song that I know that you have heard that you know Lil Uzi is, you remember Bad and Bougie?
Oh, yeah, that used to be.
He on the end of Bad and Bougie.
I had no idea.
That was back to the bone.
Oh, like, okay.
Hey, that's what Uzi.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's another song. He was on that bike that I used to like. I can't remember his song, like the name of it right off the bat. But a lot of his music that I like.
Well,
when I hear him.
Music may be banging, and this is all shade, baby. You look a hot fucking mess out here.
Uh-huh.
And it's just on period. Like, and you looking ridiculous. You looking ignorant. You looking like you have no sense at all. Like, they're, like I said, I'm not pocket watching. It's just something. These ain't income taxes. This is not the yearly income tax refund You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like that's just silly. This is not the stimulus checks that they're handing. Like, even with that, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There are people out here that need help, and this man's spending $24 million. And I'm not saying take your money and give it to the people, but I'm just saying, like, come on now, bruh. That just screams ignorance.
Girl, these people be on all types of drugs, so... I know. I feel like a lot of these decisions people are making is drug induced.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bad decisions.
What's up, Oh, my bad. I can't refer to you in that because you like little boys, right? It's been 10 days. Don't have nobody reach out to me. You know my number. The 9168 number. Call me. Because I know, and you know, I wouldn't want to be in jail. I'm trying to save you, but you got to do the right thing, bro. Touch not thy anointing oil, do my prophets no harm. Stop abusing your power. You say you're a Jehovah's Witness? And Marcus, why don't you tell your wife all the things that you've done? That is a creep, by the way. You know what it is. I want that fame and pull up by yourself.
Well, Raz B is, you know, he's still speaking out and he's calling Chris Stokes and Marcus Houston to the carpet, wanting them to get them a lie detector test for allegedly touching him. You know, when he was part of the boy group B2K, and what's the guy named that got all the patients in the world? Omarion, you remember Omarion? He had an interview, and he said he don't know if whether or not something happened, but he said he do believe something happened to him, and it had taken Omarion a little while to speak out on it, because you know Omarion, he. You know, he laid back, chill, level head. Yeah. He's very calculated with how he moved.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and what's funny is, you know, Marcus Houston and Omarion is brother. So I was just like, for him to say that, I was like,
But, you know,
I think they brothers. Well, let's say allegedly this time, too, because last time I checked, Omarion and Marcus Houston were brothers, but anyway, I feel like because of how society tries to frown upon boys and men who speak out on sexual misconduct, and as much as Raz B has been speaking out on this, and I know it takes a lot to even come out and say something like this, especially for a man to say that you have been violated in such a way.
Right.
That man not lying. I don't believe he lying. He can't be lying.
You know, the other day I was I wanted to make this point because it saddened me even strolling down my timeline. I seen a picture of, I think it was Immature. And all three of them were in a bed in their boxers, and people were like laughing, and you know, there were men on the post like, grown men don't lay up in the bed with each other. And I made a comment and I was just like, y'all are laughing at molest right out in your face. That's y'all laughing at, you know what I'm saying? Little kids being violated. They weren't grown men. Those aren't grown men. Like, those were little boys. And you know, they look uncomfortable and awkward in the picture. And these are pictures. You remember when we used to get the CDs and we had the little pamphlet thingies inside the CD? Those were some of the pictures as little girls we was looking at when we got those cassettes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, we were blatantly looking at pedophilia. And it hurt my heart that there were people on that post. They were laughing at it. They was just like, you know, calling the boys gay and stuff. And I'm just like, all I could do was imagine what might have happened after that photo shoot.
Yeah, ain't no telling. And I did confirm that Marcus Houston and Omarion, they are not brothers. So okay. Yeah, they not brothers. But yeah, that is sad. But yeah, I hope that Razzby gets justice, gets peace and healing. I really do. I know that's something that is hard to, I don't think that that's anything that anybody just fully get over. Never. But I do feel like they get to a place where they're able to like just maintain and be able to cope. Mm-hmm. And have some normalcy in their life. So I just wish the best for him, because that's very, very sad and unfortunate. Yeah. But there is so much stuff that happens in Hollyweird.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Did you see the interview with the Brad and BB Judy?
Yeah, I did see it on the Tamron Hall show, mm-hmm. where the Brad and Judy, they were talking about their coming out. And, you know, because the Brad is now with BB Judy, who is the owner of Kaleidoscope Hair Product.
Right.
And she's very successful. She's just a marketing genius to me.
Right.
And so she ended up getting with the Brad, which I kind of figured they had a thing going on because they was doing a lot of work together. Quiet as the kill. Brad failed to realize, we all knew her sexuality. Yeah. You know, so it wasn't a thing. Nobody was tripping off of Brad. Come on now. She's the Brad. She never did anything remotely feminine. Like, I think it was like one video that she did.
With where what do you like?
I think she did that. And then it was, I remember she was on the, it was a weight loss show competition that she was on. And at the end of that, she was nicely dressed. And I remember on the reward show or something, she had on like some girly clothes. But other than that, we knew the Brad sexuality. But the thing is, I feel like when she was on the Tamron Hall show, both of them just seemed so uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
I really feel
like it was just me.
They did look uncomfortable. And I really feel like that people shouldn't have to come out and discuss and talk about their sexuality. Like, that is just so weird.
It's a bit much. It's like,
yeah.
You know, like, it's a bit much. At first,
clearly you see that lady with a woman.
Right. At first, I was all for, you know, gay rights and things of this nature. But it's getting to a point to where it's just like, just shove it down your throat. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like it was necessary, you know, for them to have a whole interview. Let's talk about what you did after you came out of prison. Like, she has the Brett story is so much more incredible than her coming out and telling the world that she's gay. We knew that when we was little bitty kids and we could see that, you know what I'm saying? But it was mm-hmm. not because, you know, oh, she a tomboy. Okay. And then not just that. Not even back then did she just shove it down your throat what her sexuality was. So we was all, you know, we didn't make a big issue about it. But now it's like, I'm 45. By the way, the Brett is baby. I could only wish. I'm looking at that doggone good at 45. We didn't even know that. I didn't even know that the Brett was 45 until she said it in that interview. But why wait till you're 45 and be like, hey, I don't want y'all to forget about me, but in the process of y'all not forgetting about me, I'm gay.
I don't think it's a thing where, and if one, I'm all for gay rights, and I don't feel like anything is being shoved in our face, because the thing is,
some issues that are just too, that some people get a little too extra sometimes.
Yeah, some people do get extra, but in this case, it's not, and the point I was trying to make is not necessarily them shoving it in our face or anything. It's that people being concerned, or like where people feel like they have to come out. They have to tell, they have to announce to the world that, okay, I'm with this person. It's like if the Brat was with a man and she posted a picture with a man, her interview would just be, you know, how did you meet, you know, and just want to get into that. Because she's with a woman, it's like, what's your coming out story? How did you become comfortable with it? It's like, that's the part that is like, why do a person even have to explain all of that to you?
And that's where I'm coming from. It's unnecessary. Let's talk about your girlfriend's success. Let's talk about your success. You like, it was unnecessary to me.
Yeah, and I think that made them very uncomfortable. And it did, because
they were sitting there like blinking, blinking. And then Judy to me is one of those boisterous women. She can't, if she got something to say, she gonna say it. And in the process of trying to remain cool, calm, collected, like I could see that in her face, like her eye contact and everything. Like she wanted to say more, but I don't think it would have been appropriate for her to say her more. I feel like some of the questions that were asked, I honestly feel like Judy was offended. Judy was all low spoken and like, I follow her on Instagram and I just seen a different Judy.
I think they were just nervous because that's a big thing and they got big brands. I think it's just going to take time for them to get comfortable with it and take time for people to just realize this is just what it is and they can stop having the coming out stories.
I doubt it's nervousness because they be on they be on Instagram doing the damn thing. Videos, not just photos, but videos and stuff like that. I don't know. It's
difference when you're having an interview versus you. It's just like even with us being on here, it's a difference with you pop up and you go live versus you broadcasting a show. It's a difference between you talking to somebody on the phone or you having a conversation with them face to face. Because they behave a certain type of way in one space, I don't think that means that they're going to behave the same type of way in another space, because in Instagram, they control Instagram. Mm-hmm. In the interview, they're not the ones that's controlling the interview. You know what these people going to ask them. They got to be careful on how they respond to it. They have to make sure they're protecting their brand. And all of this type of stuff, you stepping into somebody else's space when you going into an interview. So you don't know what's going to be thrown at you. So that's the reason why I felt like it was just a lot of nervousness just from them just actually having the interview. And then on besides, BB Judy is successful, but she's not a celebrity like Brat is. So all of this newfound fame and talking to people, having interviews and things like that, this is something new to her. She did that before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You have an update on T.I. and Tiny?
Child, the last time I heard T.I. was walking through a neighborhood and he was talking about how he didn't, basically saying he didn't do it. That girl Sabrina, what's her name? Sabrina Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that she was coming up with, she just sounds like really bitter. I don't know whether or not this thing is going to catch wings or get fought out in court, because the Sabrina Peterson girl was posting some of the people DMs that was accusing T.I. and them, mm-hmm. and some of them was faking, she was deleting them. But some of the accusers have gotten an attorney. What's that lady name that always, Lisa Boone. Mm-hmm. So some of them have gotten an attorney. So I don't know, honey. I don't know. I'm still on the fence with this one. I'm just going to reserve my judgment. This one right here, I'm not going to even be part of the court of public opinion, because I don't want to look like a fool how I did when I went to blocking and deleting people after the Stallion had got shot up.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my opinions to myself, because I really don't know, but They are moving forward and trying to get this in the court. So we shall see what happens.
Well, I just wanted to keep it. We did tell our viewers that we keep them updated. I wanted to follow it closely because, like you said, right now, I don't want to join the court of public opinion. I just, you know, I want to remain in a neutral place. I want, like I said, we're going to watch it closely, but I want to remain in a neutral place because I've been in a seat where somebody just made up some shit and spread a rumor just because they was pissed off at me because of me not doing what they wanted to do or, you know, doing it as quickly as they thought I should have done it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when people get mad at you, they will go that far as to create some type of ignorant. What do they call them? They call it what is it called? A spear campaign?
Yeah, a smear campaign.
Smear campaign. Like I'm not in the business of tearing people down and you know what I'm saying, before there's even evidence of this going on. It is what it is. We're gonna keep an eye on it. We're gonna watch it closely. Let me give y'all weather forecast. I didn't at the beginning of the show because I was just too crunk. Today, right now at this moment, it is 48 degrees. It's gonna go up to a high of 62 degrees. We're gonna have a little cloudiness going on. Tomorrow it will be partly cloudy. The lowest we're gonna be is at 36 degrees, the highest is 58 degrees. So, you know, y'all sound like it's gonna be a real trill weekend. Y'all make sure y'all take care of yourself, take care of those around you who love you. We'll be back here Tuesday at 6 p.m. We are. Oh my God, I'm finna give them.
You're gonna
oh
say, my you're God. Gonna say lots of money. Coffee with Kitty, honey.
Yes, I am Lucky Kitty.
And I am Big Sexy Asia.
And this is Coffee with Kitty. Thank you all for tuning in this morning. We love you. We want you to love yourself. Y'all be easy out here in these streets, man. Stay away from diamonds. I want to get pierced. I want me a piercing.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend, she a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. No, my girl gon' flip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.